Item 10A, staff reports. Gail?
Yes, I just had a couple of updates. One is that on the CICERA website, there is a video now for members to show them how to use the pension calculator that's available on the website. So they can select different retirement dates and different final average salaries, that kind of thing, to see what their potential pension might be. Just another tool that we're providing members. Also, staff are continuing to work remotely. There are some activities that we are still having to come into the office for, but more broadly, folks are working from home. We're continuing to make retiree payroll payments timely. We anticipate continuing to do so in the future as well. We are continuing to prepare and plan for when we start to bring more employees back into the office. We want to make sure that we do it safely for employees and also for our members. So we are also communicating with property management to ensure that they are putting appropriate guidelines in place for folks entering our building. So I did want to mention that. Thank you.
Thank you, Gail.
Question. Had a question, Todd. So in terms of the ultimate timeline to get back into the space and to try to return to normal or semi-normal operations, whatever it turns out to be, do we have an understanding now about whether we could do it? In other words, as we sit here today under the state of the orders, state and local, I think the state have expired, but is the capability there to do it now, or are we awaiting some other deadline or milestone?
Well, I don't know that we're awaiting a certain deadline or a milestone per se, but I think that, you know, we've been monitoring the health situation and, you know, the pandemic and how that's going. And also we are, you know, preparing the office space. There's some additional items that we're putting, that we're modifying in the space as we bring back more employees. Right now, I don't have a specific date. I know that it's not going to be tomorrow that we start to phase in more staff. We have also been communicating with other folks and getting a sense of what other businesses are doing and other pension plans are doing, and getting some ideas about proceeding cautiously and carefully, but also acknowledging that, you know, this remote working situation is just a temporary situation. It's not a permanent situation. We want to get folks back into the office, but because, you know, there's definitely a lot of synergies that occur when they're in the office versus working remotely. I mean, we do video calls, we do regular calls. There's a lot of things we're trying to do to maintain our team environment. But nothing replaces actually seeing someone face to face, as we're all aware of.
right.
So, yeah.
Can I just add, Gail, and from the county's perspective, yeah, and county health, we are really encouraging people not to go back to work unless they need to, unless telecommuting really isn't working. And we continue to see our numbers climbing. And even though we're opening things up, it's not just because we're doing testing. And so we're really not excited about people rushing back into a workplace. If you need to, absolutely, people can go back in, but they've got to follow that appropriate social distancing. So we modeling that we're looking at right now anticipates there could be another surge right now, end of August right now. So if you have people that are working well from home, I would continue that rather than trying to be disruptive, bring people back, and then have to send them back home in another month and a half, if in fact the models show what they do.
Thank you for that, Candace. Yeah, I mean, that's been one thing too, as we're seeing out in the world, you know, as some of these restrictions are getting released or modified, you know, we're seeing a lot of folks out there not using masks as much, you know, folks coming within 6 feet of each other more often. And so we're also kind of seeing, okay, is there going to be a surge at some point? Like, you know, you mentioned there's
modeling is showing their will, and that now is not the time to let down your guard. And we are balancing all things, the economy, the fact that people know now to social distance. But again, we haven't even seen the impact yet of those who participated in protests. We're encouraging people to go get tested within 10 days after they participated in a protest. But people have sort of said, oh, it's June, we're done, no more.
Yeah.
I really appreciate your statement.
Shelter in place, we're moving on. That's not going to help us. So I
thank you very much for saying what you said and for the county's proactive position on that.
Yeah. Thank you. And I do want to acknowledge staff and the management team. I mean, I think they've been doing a phenomenal job and working through all the different areas of what we're doing, and that, it's also the result of a number of preparations that we've been making over the last couple of years. You know, there's been a number of things that we've put in place so that, in case something happens in the future, we're better positioned to respond. And so I think that, you know, there's definitely been some of those things that have come to fruition during this process. And also some other areas that we've identified, okay, yeah, we need to work on that a little more, or this a little more. But, you know, overall, it hasn't been a one and done, okay, day one, we're doing this. It's been kind of a culmination of a number of things that we've been putting in place, even having staff taking member phone calls from home. You know, I mean, that was a large result of us transitioning to a different phone system last year that allowed us to somewhat easily convert to having that type of model. So, and as I mentioned before, we are having limited phone hours for members. So members can call in and actually reach a counselor and talk to them. And we're doing one-on-one counseling over the phone, which is very helpful. So I did want to add that.
Great, thank you, Gail. Scott, did you have something?
No.
That
was a great report. You saw it. You're so clever. You watch when people mute and unmute themselves.
I do. I try. I'm trying. This is a new world order for sure, but I'm trying.
Yes. Okay. No, I thought that was a great report from Gail, and appreciated Candace's comments.
Agreed. I don't believe we have any outside professionals on the line, so we'll go to 10C trustee comments. Do any trustees have any comments they'd like to make or reports they'd like to share? Okay, seeing none, I want to thank everyone for their patience, and for both staff and trustees. I think these meetings are going as well as they can, and I certainly appreciate it. And with that, we'll adjourn the meeting. Be safe, everyone.
Sounds great. Thanks, Todd. Well done.